Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Mary Lau, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Mary Lau. She's the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Sam.
So, we've been looking at polling across the country, and once again, the polls have been notoriously bad in calling these elections and caucuses and primaries, etc. You do a lot of polling for a retail association about various issues, and it seems to me, having been privy to some of these polls, that there seems to be a greater deal of accuracy within your polls. Why do you think the national polls are getting it so wrong, and yet when an organization like yours does polling, that you seem to get a more accurate picture of the electorate?
Well, I think the smaller the microcosm, the easier to get accuracy. We're polling within the state of Nevada, and you contract for a huge number of calls to get a certain number of hits. So if you have a 500, you may have to call 1,500 people to get 500 good answers and stuff like that, because your polling can go down the line and all of a sudden there's a question that they say, I'm done. Well, then that whole person has to be thrown out because you don't get an accurate reporting. Nationally, it's more spotty. It's less in-depth, and they leave themselves to inaccuracies, and you'll get a plus or minus 5 to 8%. You know, I've never seen an 8, so that's a little hyperbole on my part. But, I mean, you get a stronger level of inaccuracy because it's less of a level of investigation.
And how do cell phones play into this? Because now that a lot of people have just given up their landlines, how does cell phone come?
Well, you do a certain number of cell phone mix, and the cell phone mix is becoming larger. You know, at one time it was a small amount, to 20% cell phone mix and stuff like that. But as you see that entry towards not having landlines, then you're calling more and more cell phones. I mean, even offices now you're getting so you don't have to have a landline in your office. You call an office number and it diverts to the cell phone.
Do you think that it's necessary for the political process to have all these horse races? Because we've seen so many times, I mean, even with Reagan Mondale, it was a horse race until it turned out to be 49-1 in terms of states. But do you think the media and the political world drives this horse race attitude?
Yeah, I think it's gone a little bit overboard now. I mean, I forget how many, what was it, 16 or something? I don't know how many candidates and stuff, and they keep it going trying to generate excitement and stuff. It's not news reporting now, it's showcasing. It's amazing, but I don't think it's helpful to the process. It's injecting too much emotion.
And that brings me to my next question, which is, there seems to be a palpable anger in the country on both sides. Do you recall a time that you've seen it be this strong?
I prefer to use the word frustration. You know, anger denotes anger and creates a situation that's unnecessary, but people are frustrated. You're confused by the process to begin with. I don't know if you've ever caucused or not, Sam, but they
can't.
Oh, that's true, yeah. But they can get pretty exciting because people will argue over mundane stuff like should we be back on the gold standard and that we should possibly, this is in a Republican caucus of course, get out of the United Nations. And what does that have to do with the price of tea today? But that kind of stuff goes on. So it's frustrated about not knowing the process, frustrated about not trusting the person, frustration about seeing no action done. And while we love to destroy our leaders because that makes us feel better about our own lives, we've lost our heroes too.
Do you think that if you had, for example, a Congress that got lots of things done, that there'd be even more frustration?
I don't know, because what's the frustration is the type of stuff that's being done. Why are we into social issues? It's really nice to talk about all these social issues, but meantime we have bridges crumbling. We have to get back to government doing what government's supposed to do. You know, infrastructure, protection of the public, the governance of this country is gone, and we're now in everybody's business in the country. And if they get back to that and they do their jobs, no. Then we would be proud of our leaders again. But they've created this, you know, political correct speech has created this frustration too, because you can't even have dialogue anymore.
Well, and that's interesting because it seems to be the most obvious thing to me that infrastructure helps on every level possible. And with the price of gasoline so low at this point in time, that Congress would have the courage to raise the federal gas tax that would enable us to be able to move forward with these projects.
Well, that's back to the emotional level. You've got the Grover Norquist federally that's going, you have to sign a no-tax pledge. Why would you do that? Why would you sign something that limits your ability to govern when you do need? Now, it's okay, gas is cheap now, and you're going to take and bite that bullet. Eventually, it will raise up. But we do need to have some infrastructure projects. I mean, you know, we have people sitting around that need jobs. You know, Danny Thompson would love to see people out there working again, you know, union labor on those roads and stuff like that. There are things that need to be done, and we can't get them done because we can't get out of our own way to do it.
All right, more with Mary Lau when we come back.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. And I want to point out, we're taping this on February 3rd as we're moving studios here. So we're taping some shows in advance. And we have Mary Lau here, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. What is the future of retail? As we've seen, you know, another holiday season go by and Amazon continues to just get bigger and bigger. Is retail going to have to substantially change the way it operates?
Well, retail has changed the way it operates. Amazon's a retailer. So you're talking about, what you're really talking about is mainstream retail and stuff, because all mainstream retail also has the internet too. Back to our governance of that, we haven't straightened out the tax issue, where the taxes are due and governments aren't getting what they need to have done. But I think, you know, people are still tactile. So they're going to want to come into the stores, but you're going to see these multiple changes and stuff, and you'll see some very futuristic stuff. You know, you walk in the door, you know, shades of Minority Report, and it says, "Welcome back, Mr. Shad. Your suit is available in three different sizes," you know, this kind of stuff. So technology and buzz is having to come into the retail setting.
You know, a couple of years ago, I read this article. It was quite fascinating about the beginnings of retail, at the end of the 1800s, beginning of the 1900s. Where somebody would go to a store, I would just say, for example, a Macy's, and they would come in and they would shop for 2 hours. And then they put in a restaurant, and people would come in and shop for 2 hours, have lunch, and then shop for two more hours. And then they added a piano player. And so people would come in, shop for 2 hours, have lunch, shop for 2 hours, sit down, listen to the piano player, have some tea, and then shop for another hour or so. And they extended the day that way. We've gone in exactly the opposite direction. You go into so many department stores, and it's hard to find somebody to help you, let alone have those kind of entertainment facilities, should we say. Is that something that would make sense to bring people back into bricks and mortar stores?
People don't have time for that anymore. You don't have time for shop 2 hours. You got to get the kids to your soccer game or whatever's going on, or you're jumping in from your being on the job. In those days, the woman was primarily the person that did the shopping, and shopping was a social experiment. You know, you sat there, and you didn't have tea by yourself. You had tea with your neighbors, your friends, you know, this kind of stuff. You listened to the pianist, and you knew it. You knew who the pianist was and things. We don't have that luxury anymore, and we don't have those social structures anymore. So I don't think any of that will come back. It's like you, Forum Mall in Las Vegas quite often has a pianist right there when you go in. And I've heard people turn around and say, "Damn, I wish he'd play lower so we could talk."
Right.
You know, I mean, people are just constantly rushed now. So I don't think that format would really work. It's convenience and quality. And you can see the changes that are coming out. There's more of casual stuff coming in for dress. You know, haute couture is still fun. And there's a certain element of people that will always go to Crystals in Las Vegas to shop, and you'll never see them in a Macy's. But even food is changing now. You know, non-genetically modified, more organic stuff is coming. So retail responds to social trends. We don't really set them.
Are you surprised at the success of the Crystals Mall? For those that may not know it, this is a very high-end mall at City Center in Las Vegas. And I remember when it first opened, I walked around there and it was almost empty, but the stores were so expensive, it was like if they made one sale a month, they were pretty much taken care of. But now it's expanding into the old Harmon area.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised, because the area around there was built for that kind of stuff. So if you come and stay at an Aria, excuse me, you're expecting to go to Crystals to shop. You know, I don't think you'll find somebody out in North Las Vegas running into Crystals to grab a handbag real quick. That was built for a certain clientele, and that clientele is tourists. So, no, I'm not surprised. It answered the need that was there. I mean, we have people that go into Europe to shop. Why wouldn't they come to Las Vegas to shop?
Yes, and you know, depending on the price of a dollar, is, you know, whether we're going from New York to London or London to New York to do our shopping.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at some of the airports in Europe and stuff. It's like, oh my goodness, they're shopping malls.
Well, and yes, and that is becoming more and more of the experience. I was reading an article yesterday that was talking about how some of these hotels are getting away from the spa treatment because they feel that to go to a spa is a whole big deal, and you have to take off your clothes and put on a robe and spend all this time. Now they're offering 12-minute massages in much more accessible areas in airports and hotels.
Yeah.
It's the wave of the future.
Yeah, except there's always going to be that series of hotels that are for that purpose. I mean, I last year was in Hungary with a girlfriend of mine who's from that area, and every place we went, the hotel was a spa. So.
All right, let's turn our attention to Target. Target has now hooked up with CVS, and CVS has taken over all of their pharmacies. What does this mean for Target?
Well, they didn't hook up with CVS. They sold their pharmacy operations. Target is going back to their roots and stuff. I mean, as you study business in college and stuff, they will tell you when a company gets away from their roots, that they start having trouble. That's what happened with Sears. All of a sudden you had too many services under the roof of Sears, and it collapsed under that own weight and stuff like that. Interestingly enough, Target has sold off their pharmacies because they weren't attending to them that well, and that's not their core principles. But at the same time, going back to your earlier question, Target is now offering wine when you come in to shop at their stores.
Seriously.
In certain areas, they've got a test market of offering wine. Now, I've gone into grocery stores, especially in Mexico, and sampled tequila, and believe me, I did some heavy shopping then. So we'll see what's going to happen.
That's an interesting trend, and if you take that to legalized marijuana, that could be a whole interesting experience.
Right, they'll just sit there and eat brownies and never make a decision.
Let's take a break. More with Mary Lash. She's here for the whole show right after this.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
A lot of things for you every single day. So make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves. Like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
At Carson City Jeep, our selection of new Grand Cherokee 4x4s is astounding. With over 60 Grand Cherokees available, Summits, Laredos, Limiteds, Overland, and diesel models too. Here's a new Grand Cherokee Laredo with an 8-speed automatic and plenty of luxury and performance features. MSRP $34,990? Not your price. Just call or email for a quote at Carson City Jeep, where Jeeps really do cost less. And see all the other great Jeep offers at CarsonCityJeep.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we got Mary Lau here for the whole show. I brought up marijuana. So let's talk about marijuana in the workplace. You know, how are employers going to deal with this?
Well, we don't know yet. I mean, the Department of Labor is having to look at it. There's going to have to be regulations and stuff promulgated, because if you are an impaired worker, then you're a danger to yourself and other workers. And it's medical marijuana. And there's an argument there that says, well, I'm on painkillers and I'm able to work and function. So what's the level of impairment and stuff? It's creating quite a conundrum, and it's going to take a lot of study and a lot of work to get it right.
Well, and one of the things that needs to be done is setting a standard, whether it be federal or by state, because the metabolite system is not a fair system. Somebody could smoke a joint on Friday and then be at work on Monday and be tested, and it would show that they were still impaired when, in fact, they wouldn't be at that point in time. Chris Hicks, the DA here in Washoe County, said that it's going to be up to the legislature to set the standards. Do you think that's
well? Right? And the legislature is going to have to rely on some of the bureaucrats and some of the agencies and stuff, and even our universities and things, to be able to really determine what happens and how. And I mean, what do you do? A finger stick? I mean, there is so many questions evolving around this. And it's especially if recreational passes. Right now, medical's a whole other thing, because it's kind of an isolated situation. And, ADA says that you can't take anybody out of a job that they could reasonably do and safely do. You make accommodations, and it's kind of like wherever possible kind of stuff. And it's like, with marijuana, it's a medical condition, so you've got to make the accommodations, but you have to keep worker safety in first thought of your mind. Not only that person who may be impaired, but the people that rely on them doing things safely.
And do you think there's any doubt in your mind that certainly in Nevada, that we're going to see recreational marijuana?
It'll be interesting to see, because part of our polling, which we talked about earlier, it was trending down. At the same time where Colorado trended up and Washington trended up, in Nevada, the state of Nevada, it was trending down. So we'll see how that holds. We haven't gone out in the field yet. We're just talking about going out again, and I'm sure that's going to be one of our questions.
Because it would seem that once the liquor industry got in with a three-tier system, in Nevada, which was interesting because I called the Marijuana Policy Project, who we've been in contact with over the years as they've been trying to promote the sale of marijuana in Nevada. And they said, we don't care. We're fine with it, even though it'll raise the price for the consumer, because the liquor industry was going to spend millions of dollars to fight this, and now they won't.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's again, follow the money. Public policy, but follow the money.
Let's talk about Walmart. Obviously one of the most successful companies in the world, let alone just in America, but closing a lot of stores. Do you think that this ties into the minimum wage being pushed higher and higher across states?
Well, Walmart has moved beyond other states doing minimum wage laws, and they've done their own minimum wage enhancements. So they're actually bringing people up a little bit at a time. And yeah, they have over 1 million employees. The last time I was in Bentonville, McDonald's used to have the sign that said 1 million hamburgers sold. When I went to Bentonville years ago, it said 1 million employees, and who knows how many now. So $1 per hour per employee is a huge amount, and not all of those are hourly people and stuff, so statistically it doesn't work out. But you also have to constantly consider your portfolio when you're in business, and underperforming areas have to be adjusted. And sometimes you can take an underperforming store, move it down two blocks, and you've got a better process. Maybe the street over here got blocked and they can't get there anymore. There are so many factors that go into it, that because they're actually going to open more stores too. So it's really really checking the portfolio, doing what is best for the store, the policyholders, and the customers.
And where do you think the whole minimum wage thing is going? I mean, do you think that, for example, we're going to see minimum wages being raised here in Nevada?
It's going to be very, very hard, because it's going to have to be an amendment to our Constitution again. And in order to do that, it's not going to happen this time. And it's a GOTV kind of effort by plan to put it on the ballot to get people to get out and vote in the presidential election and stuff. So it may pass this time, but the next time not. So you don't know, because there's more and more evidence, because this is the first time I have seen the press cover closures like Walmart and stuff and saying this is what happens when you artificially impose a minimum wage that doesn't match the economy. So one of the things that happened to Nevada's minimum wage is there was nothing there in case the economy tanked. It's just like our property tax. There was nothing there in case the economy tanked. Now we're trying to catch up on our property tax situation. It's a horrible deficit.
And also, between the federal and the state, if the federal goes up, we have to be a dollar higher than the federal.
Right. So, but that sort of then becomes the gold standard, is the federal, if you will. You know, so it's not like various states and stuff. I mean, New Mexico's struggling with it right now themselves, too, because they have local control. And there's different, you know, you could work in Albuquerque and make a different wage than in Santa Fe. So people are commuting back and forth because they're working part-time. And it's created a real conundrum for them.
And on the word conundrum, that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Sam. Appreciate you being here. We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Satellite and telephone companies complicate deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Triple Play, we keep it simple and affordable. TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each, all with no contracts.
Finally, who wants a contract?
With Spectrum TV, you get your favorite HD channels free, and all your primetime shows are free on demand to watch instantly.
On demand is amazing for binge watching.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
With the Spectrum TV app, we can watch TV anywhere.
Get Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-321-2999. And Spectrum Internet is simply the fastest you can get at 20 times the speed of DSL.
A lot more reliable than any other service I've had.
Our phones, tablets, all connected.
And it's fast.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with unlimited nationwide calling.
The fact that we bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-321-2999.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our communities safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should, too.
A big storm knocked out power all over the Northwest, and it was up to me to help restore it. But when I started having problems with my brakes, suddenly I needed some help of my own. I headed straight to Les Schwab. They got right on it and removed a rock in the caliper at no charge.
You're good to go.
By helping me so quickly, they helped us turn the whole town's lights back on. Well done. I'm Bob Timmons, and that's my Les Schwab story.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.